Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I so love what I do. And I don't mean it in the sense of the radio piece or whatever, but what it does to make me have to think. It is so amazing to be a critical thinker. I wish everybody could feel it. And I'm going to put it in the context of news, but I promise you this could be a best of show you could play anytime. So with that said, welcome everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. 844-551-8255. So I was looking at everything that's going on now that we've replaced probably one of the best, well, maybe the best president in history, but certainly one of the best, with the village idiot, Joey Demento. So we've got Israel is saying now we're going to take over Gaza because we're sick of Hamas dropping bombs on us. Trump had effectively negotiated peace in the Middle East. Muslim countries absolutely supporting what Israel's doing. I mean, at the very least, brought to the table, and that's over. Seattle has lost 20% of its police department, one of the most dangerous cities in the country, Seattle and Portland. Who would have ever thought those cities would have crime rate rises in the 800%? We've got the Democrats wanting to do a commission on January 6th. Why? Because of a cover-up of what they actually did on January the 6th to incite violence. They've already lied. Their media minions have been caught lying, saying that Sicknick was killed with a fire extinguisher hit in the head by Trump supporters. Same lie that Jussie Smollett told, and he's still free. You get what I'm saying? So I told you guys, they fact check all the time, the left does. A fact check means a lie verification. That's what they're trying to do. They're either trying to promote and continue to propagate their lies and to demoralize you. It's one or the other. So here's I'm going to give you the fact checks right now. Did the U.S. Capitol Police release a statement on January 6th commission? They know they did. I read the statement. They got a couple of police on the Capitol, bought and sold by the leftists, to say, oh, it was so dangerous, those Trump supporters, blah, blah, blah. It is a lie. They fact check. I already told you this. This is one they did the other day. COVID-19 vaccines won't make the common cold or flu extremely lethal. They carried that one over. It's still up. So they want you to believe that they know all about how the Wu flu is going to affect either the cold or the flu. So they fact checked it. They fact checked, no, Maricopa County ballots weren't destroyed in a chicken farm fire. Okay, were they destroyed any other way? See, I can read through the nonsense. No proof for Trump claim that a database for 2020 election in Arizona was deleted. That means you know it was. You get what I'm saying? Fact check. Clinton Foundation confirms Chelsea Clinton tweet about whiteness is fake. Who cares? Why are we fact checking that kind of nonsense? Look, I'm just trying to help you understand that the media is never going to be your friend. It's just a propaganda machine. If you had said to me, I remember when they used to talk about Pravda in Russia, and I would say, you know, wow, they got a whole propaganda machine. It's hard to believe that the media does nothing except what the government asks it to do. And we are there. We are so Pravda, it is ridiculous. They should. Why isn't there a brand called Pravda? I guess there's Prada. But what about Pravda? I want to move on because I want to talk about some other stuff. But there's another section in Google that goes beyond the headlines. In-depth reporting on key topics. And let me just give you, I'm going to give you the list that came up the day that I looked at it. I look at it every day just for the record. So one is inflation is here. What now? Now, I don't know what it's going to read, but here's what I will tell you. Inflation is here, and it's very bad. It's very bad. Inflation is the thing that attacks every single person. I'm telling you, it's an albatross that's going to be hung around Joe Biden's neck. Now, I'm going to get into it in the next session, because there's one article that struck me, and it's great for a day like today, and that's why I said this should be a best of, and we probably will make it one. But let me give you these headlines. Inflation is here. What now? This is the New York Times. This is the one that I'm going to use this one at the end because it intrigues me. The next one is, for black workers, age discrimination strikes twice. That's the Washington Post. So again, warning for black folks. Oh man, woe are you. You're woe from the cradle to the grave. Here's the next one. It doesn't really matter, but a special day. How a Glasgow community halted immigration raid. So that's one that's pro-immigration. You get what I'm saying? Here's the other one. The U.S.'s first open-air genetically modified mosquitoes have taken flight. So, hey, genetically modified. It's okay. Don't worry about it. Oh, you got that Wu-Flu shot? Well, you've been genetically modified. And then here's the next one. Inflation is here, hotter than it looks. What it means for you. That's in Barron's. Now, there are two inflation reports I want you to think about. And black workers are targeted because they're being discriminated against. Immigration has been halted in Glasgow. That's something you need to be aware of, that there are people out there still fighting for the immigrant. The genetically modified mosquito. Well, you know, think about it. The genetically modified. Pretty soon, you're going to hear they're going to be humans and they're going to be the genetically modified. I'm telling you, y'all, you may think I'm a conspiracy theorist. Watch it. In the next decade, if we're alive, you're going to be hearing about the genetically modified. But here's the one that intrigues me, and we'll talk more about in depth. The mental benefits of being terrible at something. So they got me to click on that one. Not going to talk about it right now, but we will talk about it in some depth. So what I'm getting at is, when you look at Google and these other sources, they're setting the news, they're setting the standard, the thing at which your mind focuses on, fixates on, it conjures up what it wants to conjure up. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's rarely anything positive about us. What are we doing to make them come to us? That's what I keep asking myself every single day. As the president of PolitiChatter, I ask myself, what is going to bring you to this site every single day? And it's going to be us making the news. It's going to be us setting the narrative. That's what we must do. So anyway, we'll be back. We got a lot of great stuff to talk about.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So the Democrats have undone themselves. They don't realize it yet. And I talked about it on a few other shows, but and I'm going to obviously keep talking about it because it's important. See, it's one thing to have this stuff that's happening overseas or in North Korea or Iran or whatever, missiles and all that. That doesn't matter. What matters is what hits your pocketbook. And it can be one thing. In the case of the revolution, it was tea. A tax on tea. They'd had enough. People had had enough. Now, we've had enough because if we think tea is being taxed and that's what caused the American Revolution, man, we should have burned the place down by now. The only problem is we're civilized. Well, it's about to get uncivilized because, see, we conservatives, we say, you know what, we'll make the changes, we'll do it the right way. When the left have to get uncivilized, they do very, very bad things. And that's what's about to happen. The left, they're going to have their chickens coming home to roost, as the saying goes, because Joe Biden is an idiot. And all the policies that the left want to implement and all this money grab that they did that has created Finally, it's caught up with Barack Obama, this quantitative easing. Trump kept it at a halt. And he ended up, at the very end, succumbing because he put trillions of dollars into this stupid Wu Flu scam. And we are trillions of dollars into a scam. I mean, a ruse. And it, with no end in sight. They're still continuing it. How do you think you're going to print fake money, $6 trillion, so you can give it to Big Pharma and all these other people that have been payola and the New World Order? Then you put everybody out of work, so you destroy your tax base, and you say, let's just give this money away for free. How do you think you're going to keep a lid on inflation? So in the headlines, there were two inflation headlines. Inflation is here. Now what? What now? They pretend like, oh, it's here, so no big deal. The media is going to try to sell you on it that it's not that big of a deal. Most of them are. The next one was, inflation is here, hotter than it looks. Now, that one was more foreboding, which I found a little bit, you know, surprising, to be honest. It was on Barron's. And here's the first part. I couldn't read the rest because you have to have a subscription. But it says, Nebraska Furniture Mart Chairman Irv Blumkin says the price of one shipping container has jumped over the past 6 months to $10,000 from $3,500. Short on containers, his suppliers abroad are out of storage and halting production, exacerbating Blumkin's order backlogs that are six times as long as they were a few months ago. Broadly, Blumkin says his vendors for all manner of goods and services have increased prices multiple times over the past 3 months, ranging from 3% to 8%. Is it temporary? I would hope it's, and that's where the article stops. Is it temporary? No, it's not. Hate to give you bad news, folks. You're about to enter the Jimmy Carter era. They artificially kept this stuff down under Obama. Trump, they didn't have to keep it down. He brought jobs back, good paying jobs. Then they tried the scamdemic. They thought they could just rob the Treasury. And now we are where we are. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So you're feeling it. You're feeling it at the pump, first of all. Gas hit $7 a gallon in some places because of this pipeline that got hacked. And so then they said, well, it's been unhacked. Well, guess what? Does that have anything to do with your green energy policy? Does it have anything to do with you stopping the Keystone Pipeline, stopping offshore drilling, undoing all the things that Trump did to make America completely independent to energy from other countries? No. So May of 2020, gasoline averaged $1.77 a gallon. May of 2021, $3.04 a gallon. It's almost doubled. Lumber. $332 per it's an MFBM, I don't know if that's a metric ton or whatever. It's $1,390. It's gone up four times. Home sales, May 2020 versus May 2021. Home sales, average house, $283,000, give or take. Average house now, $320,000. Coffee, 0.96 cents or 96 cents a pound. Now it's $1.45 a pound. Wheat, $5 a bushel, $7.08 a bushel. Corn, $3.19 a bushel. It's doubled to $6.44 a bushel. Copper, $2.33 a pound. It's $4.71 a pound. It's more than doubled. I told you guys this the other day. A contractor's working on my house. He said he literally went to go get PVC copper and some lumber. And he said, man, this is crazy. He says the houses he's rehabbing, where it used to be $100,000 rehab, it's $250,000. If you were going to do an addition on your house, if it was $100,000, it's $250,000. I am so fortunate to be finishing this house and getting it on the market where the price is up and the price of all these goods are up, because I would be SOL. That's what's going on. So there's a housing bubble that's happening right now. inflation bubble and a housing bubble, and it's going to burst because when people, if inflation keeps going up, it means they got to make up the interest rates are going to go up, and you're going to be in the time of Jimmy Carter. You're already there. Just believe it. You're already there. And this is going to be the undoing of the Democrats. The undoing of them. And I love it. I hate that it's going to happen because I'm in the midst of, you know, when do I buy a house? You know, it's great to have a little profit, a little more profit coming out of your house. But now you're sitting there going, I don't know. I'm debating. You know, do I take my profit now? Do I hold it a little longer, try to get a little bit more profit and sell at the high? And then, because you're either, you know, right now, if I took the money out of the house, I still got to put it into something else. I was told by a realtor friend of mine, a house sold for $400,000 in the Arizona area, in the Phoenix, Arizona area, $85,000 above list. $85,000 above list. Did you hear me? Hear me now! That's insane. Now, they say inflation's ticked up. I just gave you the numbers. Gasoline, lumber, home sales, coffee, wheat, etc., commodities. These are the things you use every day. You're on a fixed income, you're drinking coffee, you're eating your cream of wheat, your corn. I don't know how much copper you use, but whatever it is, you're feeling it. And there's no hiding it. Don't say, oh, that was the Trump economy. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. So let the Democrats, they cheated their way in. You cheated your way in. You got your Biden in there. The only thing the man's doing halfway good is when he says, well, you know what, I was wrong about the border. Maybe we do need to shore up those walls that Trump was talking about. It's quiet when they do the things that make sense. But they're boisterous, you know, when it doesn't. We'll be back. We're going to talk about being terrible at something.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Kamala Harris is meeting with members of Congress to hash out ways to address illegal immigration. Texas Democrat Congressman Vicente Gonzalez is pushing for investment in Central America.
Well thought out, profound investments that have long-term impacts in those countries to slow migration down.
The White House is requesting $4 billion from Congress to address the factors they say are forcing illegal immigrants to come north. Meantime, Republicans are still criticizing Harris for not visiting the U.S. border or for President Biden considering it a crisis. Renters and landlords dealing with hard times during the pandemic are getting some help from the government. The Treasury Department says it has given states more than $6 billion to help them. This comes as Congress has set aside billions for rental assistance with the recent stimulus bills. You're listening to USA Radio News. A California brush fire near downtown Santa Barbara is now over 40% contained. The 20-acre Loma fire broke out at about 9 o'clock last night local time and was threatening hundreds of homes and a local TV station. Employees at the station were evacuated, as were dozens of residents. Evacuation orders lifted shortly after midnight. Some of the nation's leading health experts say the CDC's new mask guidelines could increase the risk of spreading COVID-19 in workplaces and other public spaces. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling CBS this morning that people still need to follow mask guidelines.
The recommendations for people who are not vaccinated have not changed. They really remain the same, particularly the issue of wearing masks when indoors.
The Infectious Diseases Society of America saying on Thursday the elevated risk is due to what one scientist said was no information on how to apply the guidelines in practice. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I mentioned that I look at these headlines, and one of the headlines that was on Google caught my eye. And these headlines are negative. They're negative. Most of them, I don't even click on them anymore because I don't want to give them any of my money. I don't want to give them my time and energy and that click that they so covet. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You didn't realize that your click is coveted, right? People want that. That's your currency. That's your digital currency. Now, you don't think of it as much, but it is a cyber currency. It's like Bitcoin. Because every time you click, a fractional penny is going somewhere. You don't understand the power of that fractional penny. But if 80 million people click and read something, the Trump voters, the legit voters for Trump, if 80 million people click and read something, that is a fortune for somebody. If 80 million people go out and watch a video for 5 minutes, that's enough for a person to buy a home cash. I'm talking about millions of dollars. 80 million, well, maybe not millions, but certainly hundreds of thousands of dollars. God forbid if 80 million people watch something for 30 minutes, that's 40 million hours of view. I don't know what it is, you know, in terms of monetary stuff, but I know on YouTube, that's a fat check. You're buying something cash, and I mean something big. So that's your currency. And we're all after it. Some of us earn it. Others just get it. And that's why they call it clickbait. That's why people are mad when they click on something. Oh, that wasn't what it was supposed to be. And then they report it. And the systems crack down on it because they don't want you doing clickbait. They want a legitimate click. Are you a buyer? Do you realize that your click is so much better than anybody else's? Are you aware that the conservative click is the most coveted click on the planet? You're the one who's going to go buy the product. You've been looking at a hat or a dress or some new pants or a fishing gear or whatever. You want to know why Bass Pro and Cabela's and all that comes up in all these stores? Because you click. And more so, when you click and you go buy. You know what the left do? They click and they go look for a deal. They go look for a steal. Just like they steal elections, just like they get dead voters or whatever else. They're always looking for a crooked way to do something. You don't. You have a digital currency. And you didn't even realize it, right? You're bad at that, aren't you? That's why that headline, being terrible at something, it caught my eye. I took my son, my youngest son, who's a pretty good baseball player. He pitched a no-hitter last weekend. I think he's the only kid in the league that pitched a no-hitter. But he pitched a no-hitter and a shutout. But he's having trouble batting. Oh, by the way, his team won the state championship. So for those of you who think that I'm just bragging about it for nothing, he's a good player. He could be better. So anyway, I said the other day, he's struggling with his batting and he's losing confidence. And I said, look, you're a good batter. You can trust your training. I'll get you a guy to train you. But let's go look at what you're doing. So we go to the batting cage. And, you know, just throwing balls at you. Woof, woof, woof. And so I'd say, I don't know how many balls. I want to say it pitches anywhere from 12 to 15. I didn't count. But whatever it is, he misses one. And maybe two in a thing. Now, there are times I've seen him, he doesn't miss a single one. And I mean, not even a pop fly. Or a foul ball, I should say. He hits every single one. But he'll get in there and he'll miss two, and he'll come out and he wants to break his bat and he hits it on the floor. And I look at him and go, what are you doing? He said, well, I shouldn't have missed them. You know, and I go, it's practice. Yeah, but these are meatballs. I shouldn't have missed them. You know, he's all cocky about it. I'm like, yeah, you should. If you're missing them, if you miss the ball to the bat on a pitching machine, you know what it's telling you? Your hand to eye is off. You are not watching the ball to the bat. There's no big league player that's a good hitter that doesn't watch the ball all the way to the bat. I've even shown him. I slow it down. I say, look at his eyes. Look at his eyes. It's on the bat. But my son doesn't do it. So he misses a couple. Now, what it also tells him is that he's got good hand to eye. Because you have to have good hand to eye to hit a 70-mile-an-hour pitch without looking at it to your bat. And the kid can rip it. I can honestly tell you he's a much better hitter than I am. He's a much better ball player than I was. I'm proud to tell you. It's what we want to pass on. But what bugs me is he doesn't like to fail at it. And so I reminded him. I said, do you remember the time I took you to the batting cage and you couldn't even hit it? You couldn't hit it. You were lucky to hit one out of the 14 and it was coming at you at 30 miles an hour. Do you remember that? Yeah, kind of. I go, yeah, you do. And I said, do you remember what you did? He goes, what? I said, you know, right? And he did. He's still looking at me. He cried. I said, you used to cry when I took you to the batting cage because you couldn't hit two out of 14 balls. That one I know had 14. You couldn't hit two out of 14. And now it's a rare thing for you to miss one. And you're upset. You're upset. You're upset. Being terrible at something, right? You think you're terrible. I go, now, the good thing about it is you want to, there's something inside of you that wants to get better. But let's keep it real. So I have to tell him things like, what's a good batting average for a pro in baseball? If you batted 400, if you hit 4 out of 10 into play, are you considered a good batter? Yeah. Okay, great. I said, have you ever seen a batter and the ball goes right by him? I mean, is that unusual or is that pretty routine? Routine. So shut up. Get in there and go be bad. Go be bad. And get mad every time you miss. But go be bad. So this article, as I said, be terrible at something. It got me thinking about leftists. See, leftists are terrible at a lot of stuff. They're awful. They're awful at being human beings. They're awful at being, they are judgmental, which is one of the reasons why they're awful at being human beings. They lie to your face. They have no moral core. They have no ethical core. They have no accountability for anything. They're always looking for a handout. Do I really need to describe these clowns? Of course not. You know them. You've met them. There's some in your family. Some you even have as friends. Maybe not close friends because you know they're not going to bail you out or anything. They're not going to come fight for you. But you know them. You certainly know them as acquaintances. Barack Obama and Joe Biden, they were terrible at something. They were terrible at being president. Barack Obama was terrible at being president, and he never got any better. And I'm about to delve into it. He was awful. And it goes back to these things that I've, these principles we've talked about on this show many times where I tell you things like, people hate being wrong. There's a physiological thing that happens to you, period, when you're wrong. And it takes a lot to overcome it. When people are wrong, they get defensive. I use an example of a buddy of mine. He, you know, we got a tech guy working over the weekend. One of my friends is like, you know, he is the guy that all the passwords go to his phone and stuff. And he's out on the lake having a good time. And the tech guy's like, I'm going to fix this stuff. He sends him an email. And my buddy's like, man, who's he think I am, his admin? No, he thinks you're the guy that is the keeper to everything that he needs to get his job done. But my friend's upset, and I have to back him off and say, do you understand this is a guy that's trying to work and do things to help us, and you're mad about it because you're defensive. You were out playing while he was out working, and he called you to task because you know he needs you. How else could he get it done? So my friend didn't like the idea of being challenged because the challenge was legit. Being terrible at something, see? That's what he was. But when he's good at it, when he's solving a problem, when he's Johnny on the spot, I'll get to that because that's the kind of the crux of what we're talking about here. So Barack Obama never wanted to be good at president. He never wanted to have that feeling that said, I accomplished it. I started out, I was a novice, and I came through and I was good at it. Now contrast that with Trump. Trump went in and went, I got this. Trump got his terrible out of the way decades before. And he's good at it. Joe Biden. Does anybody believe Joe Biden is capable of running a country? Seriously. What's his background? Has he run business? Look at Joe Biden's everything leading up to where he put his crackhead son into play, and they started when he became VP, and he started extorting governments. Outside of that, Joe Biden couldn't figure out, you know, as my grandmother would say, he didn't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. He was one of the poorest guys. And he used to tell people, look, you know, you gotta give me money if you want something done. He was the most viable candidate ever. And he stinks of being president because he doesn't know anything about it. He has no frame of reference. He's terrible at something, and he's never going to get better. And that's my theme for leftism. They're awful. They're never going to get better. If you're waiting for leftists to improve, it's not going to happen. And I'm going to give you the secret to why here in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was thinking about it. I have these life lessons for my kids. And I was talking to one of my kids and I said, because he was complaining about, you know, how he's not good. He picked up something, you know, some new thing. Maybe it's a new video game. Let's think at this. And I can hear him complaining in there. And I called him into my office one day and I said, come here. And he comes in and I said, let me just explain things to you so you can just understand it clearly. And the earlier you learn this, the better. When you start something new, you suck at it. Okay? Just get that in your head. I don't care if you pick up, if your buddy can hit and you pick up a bat and you've never hit, he's going to look like a Greek god and you are going to suck at it. Understand that. The kids today, and by the way, many of us, even adults, we have the same problem. We think we're supposed to be spectacular the moment we start something. No, you're not. You're going to start learning a language? Understand this. You suck at it. In 2 years, you'll be okay at it. If you put some real effort into it, you can actually be fluent in 2 years, but certainly within four. That's why I used to do 4-year New Year's resolutions and not 2 years. You will stink. It will drive your mind crazy. I tell people all the time, when you're learning something new, if you're in tune with your body, here's what happens. Your brain goes into conflict, and it feels horrible, and it's mentally draining, but it's even more physically draining. Talk to people that use their heads, use their minds, scientists, people like that. They will go home exhausted, and you think, or they won't even gain weight. They won't even gain weight. These people are not obese. They're using their brain power, and that brain power is exercising so much that it's draining the body physically. That's why you got to have a blow. Take a vacation. But let me tell you, all that energy, that stuff that's burning in your head, once you get over it, it's an amazing thing. I remember I was telling my son, we used to play this Lego Batman, and it had these rooms you had to get out of, and you had to open things. You had to look for clues. Think of these new places where they give you clues and you get out of the room, whatever. I forget, they were pretty popular for a bit. Anyway, long story short, my son would be playing a game, he's trying to get out of it, and I can't play the game, but I'd go look at it. I'd go, well, how do you get out? What have you done so far? And he'd start over and he'd show me. And then I'd look at it and I'd go, oh, maybe click on that. And so he'd go click on something or do something. And the door would open and he'd go, oh, wow. It was such an amazing feeling, even for me, to watch when he figured it out or if we figured it out together. And it could have taken us 20 minutes to do it, but it was such a relief. And then the brain relaxes. And that's the thing. When you're tense, when you're really thinking about something, I'll give you foreign languages as an example. When you're translating, your brain's like, it's buzzing. And it's tough to do it. But when you relax, your brain just sort of flows and you find yourself speaking fluently. Same with music. I play piano. There are days I'm playing and I'm thinking about it and watching my fingers. Then there are days I sit down and I'm just letting it flow. And every now and then somebody will go, wow, that was beautiful. And I go, oh, what was it? They have to snap you out of it. People will tell you in sports, they go, turn your brain off. The guy that's my golf coach, he says, hey, stop thinking. He goes, take a practice swing, step up and hit it. You know what's funny? When you do that, you have pretty good success. So anyway, this article was written at Outside Online. And it says, beginner, beginning of being terrible at something. It says, you've probably heard of the 80-20 rule. Once you've learned or figured out the first 80% of something, the effort it will take to learn the last 20% might not be worth it. Because the last 20% is almost always the hardest. The 80-20 rule, also called the Pareto principle, applies to both physical and cognitive pursuits. For example, it's usually easier to going from running 9-minute miles to 6-minute miles than it is to go from running 6-minute miles to 5-minute miles. It's easier to get proficient at chess than to become an international grandmaster. The 80-20 rule is something to consider, but it can also be misleading. That's because both the early and the late stages of skill acquisition feature unique benefits despite their varied difficulties. So I'm going to use me as an example. When I was taking piano, I said to my piano instructor, I just want to learn how to play. I'm not trying to go to Juilliard. And I played a little clip for him, and I said, if I can play this in 2 years, I'll be a happy camper. And he said to me, you'll play that in 6 months. And I said, there's no way. There's no way. And I did. I was able to play it in 6 months. But getting to the next level of piano, tough as heck. I don't spend the time, but you know what I do? I enjoy what I've learned. I've mastered enough of it to say this is where I want to take it. I'm going to bring all this together in a throughout this whole broadcast, because I think it's an important lesson, and I love having these discussions because these discussions apply to everything you're going to do, whether it's the job you currently have or whether you want to look at the political situation. You have to determine what effort you want to put into it. What level of frustration is it going to have for you? Me as an example, years ago when I was watching this whole thing play out, I was getting my money just stolen from me by these Democrats. And I said, I got to get in the game. And I remember saying to myself, but you're one little dude, Kevin, up in a media room of your little three-story brownstone. What can you do? And I remember saying to myself, whatever I do, I'm going to have a national voice. I don't know how big it'll be. I don't even care. But I want to speak for the millions of people who I know feel as I do. The people who get up every day, you go slug it out, you work your butt off, you play by the rules, you try to get your kids in the school, you know, the best schools, you try to, you know, you want a few of the trappings of life, but you understand that that's not what life's all about. You want your friends, you want to spend time with them, yada, yada, yada. And what do you find yourself doing? Working to pay for Ray Ray and his 14 kids by six different baby mamas. And you get frustrated. And that's what happened to me. And so I said, I'm going to get in the game. And when I started, it was so tough. I'll tell you, I'm a decent writer. I was okay. But I would write, and it was just painstaking. I mean, it would take me, no exaggeration, 4 hours to write one blog, one article. Ask me today how fast I can write an article. Okay, since you ask, I can write an article, soup to nuts, in 20 minutes. Edited and everything. SEO, you got it. I was asked by the NRA to write an article, 2,000 words. I wrote 1,000 words in 10 minutes, sent them the draft, and they go, this is great. This is exactly where we're looking. Okay, great. I just want to make sure. 10 minutes. That's how long it took me to write 1,000 words on the subject. I'm just saying, you get better. You've read the book Outliers, right? Look at, I'm just saying, there are certain things that you figure out when you understand yourself and your mind and how things work that are so important. And I hope that these lessons come through here. But anyway, he's talking about the 80-20 rule, the Pareto principle. And he says, beginner's luck. When author and outside contributing editor Tom Vanderbilt had his daughter, he, like so many other new parents, spent endless hours in awe of her capacity to learn new things and the joy those processes brought her. Anybody that has kids, you love it. And if you're a thinker like me, you love knowing that door opened for your kid. I'll give you my example. My son, I was teaching him calculus during the time off, and he got back into math, regular math in class, and they were doing polynomials. And he saw it, and he said the class was panicked. And he was just right, you know, answering the questions. And I went, how did it make you feel? And he started smiling. I said, exactly. See, when the mind is prepared for something, it's easy. I get asked this about my interviews and things all the time. They'll say, Kevin, how do you feel when you're in an interview and you're arguing with some lefty? And I go, calm. Why? I'm prepared. I'm 1,000 times more prepared than they are. Why would I be anything but calm? I'm excited. I have nervous energy, but not because of them. So anyway, he says, when was the last time I learned anything new? So began his journey to learn 5 new skills: chess, singing, surfing, drawing, and juggling. I love those things. I've put that on my bucket list of every, I mean, I know how to play chess. I can sing. Oh, you guys know I can sing. I'm a great singer. I don't do surf. I'm not going to surf, and I never will learn how to surf. I don't care. But I decided one day to learn how to draw. And then I said juggling. Juggling's cool because it really does make the brain have to think differently. So I love all those things that he decided to do. And he details it in his book, The Transformative Power of Lifelong Learning. What liberals don't do will be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.